Hi, my name is Carla Steffens Moran. I purchased this building from its previous owners in 2003. I have always been interested in the unique quality of this town and know in my heart that this is because of this community's efforts in historic preservation. It takes strong partnerships between business and building owners to maintain this type of historic integrity. I am happy to do my part, as I know that building owners such as myself are mere stewards in this regard. I have brought many people here for dinner, and I'm delighted to say that I'm regularly told by out-of-town guests that meals eaten here have been of the highest quality anywhere. This building is another merchant block that was constructed by a Mr. Thomas and the Wolf brothers, Thomas and John, who were both local doctors well known for their real estate dealings. When it was completed in 1894, the building housed a restaurant and a barbershop. Today, it houses the Palisades Cafe and Silver Spider. The facade, with its heavy use of decorative pressed tin on the upper level, has remained largely unchanged through the decades. Among the businesses to occupy this building through the decades has been the Lincoln Cafe, a restaurant that was named in honor of the Lincoln Highway, the first improved transcontinental highway in the United States. The Lincoln Highway was routed through Mount Vernon in 1913, right down First Street in front of this building. The highway passed through 13 states and covered over 3,389 miles when it was first created. In later years, much of the route of this pioneering roadway became U.S. Highway 30. It is the only single-story building on the north side of the street in this block. The space on the right once housed a small hardware store where you could buy most anything, replace cooking utensils, drawers of all kinds reached from the floor to the ceiling. A rolling ladder enabled the clerk to reach any shelf quickly. It's been said that small boys were sometimes entertained by standing on that ladder and being pushed across the room.